Barbara Mutnick from Jackson Heights, Queens, longtime friend of Dennis Edge. Welcome to the Dennis Edge Tribute Memorial Show.
Thank you, Michael.
Barbara, when did you get involved in the effort to publish Dennis's book?
Well, he would talk about how much material he had, and we would see photographs that he would send them to us, or he would give little talks in parks and show the photographs. And, you know, gradually his group of friends began to realize that he had such a mountain of material, and he also saw that, and he started talking about a book. But it took quite a while for it to come to fruition, because of it's daunting to publish a book. Maybe a little easier to self-publish these days, but a lot of money is involved to publish it right. And of course, a photography book, you want it to be very high quality. So it took a couple of years of Dennis continuing to do his birding and amassing all this information and these photographs and sharing them with friends. And finally, some of the friends said, we've just got to get going on this. So, you know, we formed a group, and there was a group of about eight of us, including Dennis's wife, Lois, and his niece, Joan, who came together, and we just said, we're going to do this. We found a printer. We collaborated by email, by Zoom, and gradually we got the project rolling. As we began this project, Dennis was not ill. He was a robust 85-year-old, though he did weather during this period a knee replacement. But as the plan to print the book began to take shape, he was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And it was really, for all of us, devastating to see our dear friend, our author, our photographer, naturalist, activist, endure the pain and discomfort of that. But throughout, he refused to complain, and he would factually report some of what he was going on health-wise and what he was experiencing. Luckily enough, the print shop that we got to print the book, and that was a process, was very good. They did a very good job. We're just delighted to see the final copy. It was printed in China, so we only got the main delivery about 3 weeks ago. But Lois made sure that we received two boxes of the books, and thank goodness Dennis got to see them and look through the book thoroughly and was so pleased by the final product. He got to autograph quite a number of books, even though he was weak and approaching the end of his life by then.
This is Michael Smith. I'm with my co-host, Ken Gale, on this special tribute to Dennis Edge. And I'm speaking with Barbara Mutnick, an old friend of Dennis's from Jackson Heights, Queens. Barbara, you got the book. What did you think of the book? And what do you think it represents in terms of his legacy?
The book, I worked on the book from the beginning, talking with all the group, the team that produced it, the printers. It took months and months. But I myself, and I think Dennis, was surprised by how beautiful the book is. Even though we knew the pictures were great, we knew the text was terrific. It's very charming text, by the way. And one of the joys of working on this book with Dennis and the whole team of all the people that love Dennis, it has been hearing from people who just got the book, because, as I said, the main delivery came in just 3 weeks ago, and they were being mailed out to people who pre-bought the book. And people are just waxing ecstatic about it on Facebook and emails, saying, oh my God, this is such a beautiful book. I'm going to promote it. We only have a limited number of run of the book, so anybody that wants it should surely try to get it. And what it represents is a legacy of Dennis. We did this, the eight of us that came together, of course, his wife and his niece, but the rest are all just our friends. We knew what a wonderful human being Dennis was, and how terrific his his art was, his passion was for birds. But hearing from all the birders, which we knew he was in contact with, but we didn't know what a leader of birding he was in New York City, and how he taught people, and how he won people back to birding who had dropped it for a while or who took it up because of conversations in Tompkins Square Park. He was known, as I'm sure others have said, as Birdman. And he kind of appears to me as sort of a folk hero, really, of New York City. I'm so glad that we collaborated on this book, which is something that is very educational. Who would ever know that 108 birds, native and non-native species, would be found in this little park in one of the most urban centers of the world? The book is truly a legacy to Dennis's belief in the value of community and humanity and the beauty and wonder of a particular species, birds.
That was well said, Barbara Mutnick. Thank you very much for being on the Dennis Edge Tribute Memorial Show. We really appreciate your contribution. You take it easy.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you.